Please be seated. Haul out the high holly. Put up the tree before my spirit falls again. Fill up the stocking. I may be rushing things, but deck the halls again now. For we need a little Christmas right this very minute. Candles in the window, carols at the spinet. Yes, we need a little Christmas right this very minute. Hasn't snowed a single flurry, but Santa dear, we're in a hurry. Climb down the chimney, turn on the brightest strings of lights I've ever seen. Slice up the fruitcake. It's time we hung some tinsel on the evergreen bough. For I've grown a little leaner and grown a little colder, grown a little sadder, grown a little older, and I need a little angel sitting on my shoulder, need a little Christmas now. For we need a little music, need a little laughter, need a little singing, ringing through the rafter. And we need a little snappy, happy ever after. We need a little Christmas now. Some may recognize that song from the musical Maine, and if not, that's okay. As that story unfolds, you have this character, Maine, in the roaring 20s, and has been given custody of her nephew, and she is a flapper and a bohemian, and she has good investments. And then 1929 comes, and the money evaporates, and over time, furniture is repossessed. Now, that situation is set up for her nephew to go to private school, and so he's come back for break, and she has lost a job. And she says, we just need to go ahead and start celebrating. And there's a line, not in the lyrics there, where the nephew says, but Auntie Maine, it's 1 week until Thanksgiving Day. Doesn't matter. We need to celebrate. Now, I love the great songs of the faith, the hymns and the carols that we sing at this time of year. But for those who were in the Advent study heard me say that I have a fascination with the secular songs that are played at this time of year as well. Many very conventional, White Christmas being an example. Many of these songs speak to, I would say, spiritual values, a longing of the people at this time. Not only do the hymns and the carols speak very overtly, but these songs speak to inner needs of the heart. For Mame and her crew, it's a sense of let's find joy in the midst of our challenges. And a sense knowing that hope is around the corner. During this Advent season, we will look at the songs in the Gospel of Luke. We're also going to pair it with the suffering servant songs of Isaiah. There are four of them, and each believed point to the coming Messiah. And so we're going to, again, looking at songs and scripture with a reference to songs from culture. And you had actually servant song number two, but that matched best with Elizabeth and Zechariah. Song number two is your Isaiah lesson today. In that passage, and Isaiah says, the servant is called by God before human birth. And in Luke 1:15, we read that John the Baptist had a calling before his birth. Both of these highlight God's over sovereignty, his overarching rule in appointing individuals for this mission. The servant song is a picture of Christ. Christ who brings the ultimate salvation to Israel and the nations. John the Baptist will serve as his herald, announcing the arrival of the Savior. So we see in both of these divine calling, we both see in these preparation for ministry. The servant is described as a polished arrow, a sharpened sword, emphasizing readiness and purpose. In Luke's gospel, we know that John is prepared to make ready for the people, to have them be prepared for the Lord, both uniquely equipped by God to fulfill their roles, both of them. So both the suffering servant and John the Baptist, both are equipped to prepare and to serve the people. In this, we see humility and obedience. The servant is described as one who humbly trusts in God's mission. John the Baptist will later say, as the fame of Jesus increases, he must increase and I must decrease. We see in both humility and obedience. In fact, in the letter to the Hebrews, it'll be said that for the joy set before him, Jesus faced the cross. Both passages speak of a mission to Israel and a mission to the nations. The servant's task is to restore Israel and extend salvation to the ends of the earth. Jesus, as the light to the Gentiles, will be that light. His purpose is for Israel, but for all. In fact, John will declare Jesus the light of the world, as recorded in the Gospel of John. In both, we see a faithful dependence on God. The servant expresses trust in God's reward, despite at times feeling otherwise. We see faithfulness in the face of difficulty. The servant, described in Isaiah's song, expresses feelings of toil and weariness, while Zechariah and Elizabeth's faithfulness amid the years highlights their perseverance and faith. We see in both of these stories God's redemptive plan. We see in Isaiah, and in Luke's gospel, God's planning unfolding. The salvation history is there. Isaiah foretells it, and in Luke's gospel, we find it fulfilled. Jesus Christ as the suffering servant. In that we experience God's compassion, God's promise of restoration and timing, and a promise to be a light to the nations. As I said, I am fascinated by the seasonal songs, not only the great hymns and carols of the faith. And there's one I'm sure you never thought you would hear from the pulpit referenced, But Last Christmas by Wham, where he sings about last Christmas I gave you my heart and the very next day you gave it away. This year, to save me from tears, I'll give it to someone special. That song is actually even upbeat, even though it's about meeting an ex-girlfriend, as seen in the video, 1 year later. And it's about having a heart broken, a, I gave it sincerely and you just took it as basically a Christmas plaything. Yet there is a sense of hope that, yes, this year I will do better, even if there is no one in the picture. It speaks to hope. With Jesus Christ, our suffering servant, we see one who is there for us. Because Jesus is the suffering servant for us, we have strength for the journey, strength to persevere. We experience God's compassion and tender care and all that Jesus endured for us. Jesus endured rejection and discouragement and yet remained faithful. And we can draw strength to remain faithful and to persevere. We can find confidence in God's plan, even when it does not make sense in the present. Elizabeth and Zechariah waited and waited, and then they had a child, and not a child whose story would automatically make sense. But it was part of God's plan. And we have that call to be a light to the nations. John the Baptist is the herald who said this is the light. Jesus is the light. And we can participate in his plan of redemption for the world. In Jesus, we can find comfort and purpose even in the challenging times. The songs of this season speak to yearning. O come, Emmanuel is one of them, as are others we will hear on the radio. In Jesus Christ, we have our heart's final home. In Jesus Christ, we find strength and direction and purpose. And through Christ, we can let his light shine and give hope to others today. Thanks be to God. Amen. And now I invite you to sing our next hymn, number 109, Blessed Be the God of Israel.